Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251. Two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today our subject is a book review, Jazz Cooks. My name's Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. The full title of this book is Jazz Cooks, Portraits and Recipes of the Greats. And I have to say it's probably pretty much my favourite book on jazz and cooking. It's by Bob Young and Al Stankus. I think they did the interviews for the book, photographs by Deborah Feingold. And what's really great about this book is there's like 90 musicians in it, and it features original interviews with all of these musicians. But it's about their careers and their life in jazz, but also very much about their relationship to food and cooking and those sorts of subjects. And every musician in it also produces a recipe, which is quite nice. You can actually try cooking, you know, Dizzy Gillespie's favourite dish if you want to have a go at that. But it's really interesting. Some of the musicians, it's an amazing selection of musicians. Just to give you a brief rundown, George Coleman, Dizzy Gillespie, McCoy Tyner, Illinois Jacquette, Sonny Rollins, Art Farmer, Roy Haynes, Milt Jackson, Ray Brown, Dave Brubeck. And it's from, I think, 1992. So a lot of the greats were still alive then, going back to the early days of the music. Mm. So it was, they got an amazing cross-section.
So how's the book laid out, Nick?
So it's basically just each page or each couple of pages, there's a photograph, sometimes quite an amusing photograph of the musician, sometimes wearing a chef's hat, and you know, it's kind of in a sort of kitchen setting, I guess. Mm. And then there's just an interview with them where they, like I say, they talk about their career. But what I find really interesting is the sort of social history aspect of it as well. So, for example, Milt Hinton talks about touring with Cab Calloway, the Deep South, when you know there was segregation at the time. So they would literally take their own little stove with them. And when they were playing in a theatre, they would set it up in the basement of the theatre and they would cook a meal as they played. So the recipe in there is called Millionaire Meatloaf. And basically what they would do is they just put some ingredients in on this sort of this slow cooker. And then they'd go off and do the first set and then they'd come back and then they'd put some more. And by the time they came off at the end of the gig, they had a meal and they could eat, you know, which is a brilliant idea.
Well, there is a connection between... in the film Round Midnight, it's supposed to be Bud Powell, really, isn't it?
Who's always cooking and
always got a soup or a stew going. And then Ray Gelato, he does his cooking stuff on YouTube.
I think he's
has he written a book or is he going to write a book called Cooking with Ray or something? You can watch his YouTube videos. I mean, obviously, it's Italian based because that's his métier, Italian sort of swing.
Yeah,
is his
yeah.
Louis Prima kind of stuff. But and we both mentioned the British jazz pianist Mike Gorman, didn't we?
Yeah.
And his interest in cooking and
food.
Yeah,
it's interesting. There's a lot of musicians I know, even just, you know, friends of mine who are into cooking. It seems to be there's some kind of crossover, I think, between being into jazz and being into food and cooking, you know. Which is interesting. Maybe something we can explore a bit further.
We could probably think about that in a broader sense. I mean, I know that I went through a period of cooking a great deal, particularly in my 20s and 30s. And I've got reams and reams of books. And when you showed me the cover of that book, I thought, oh yeah, I know that book. But I may even have it at one, or have had it.
Mm.
Or maybe I lived in the house of jazz musicians
and it was just around. You know, yeah,
Jamie had it. Jamie yes, O'Donnell yeah. had it. Or yeah. someone.
Yeah.
But it was, I've not read that book, so it's interesting. It sounds like I might like to.
It's really interesting. I'm going to finish with my favourite recipe by Nat Adderley. You have to get 10 fresh pig's feet, 10 pounds of pig's ears, 10 pounds of pig's tails. So if you want to try that one,
that's a lot of pig. I'm Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
And my name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.